Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Grade 1 Go Man Go on Sunday night, with top older horses with sights set on the Champion of Champions, plus the Grade 2 Golden State Derby on September 5th, led by fastest qualifier High Octane and trial winners You Are the Best and Fancy Up. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al Racing on YouTube.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas.
Race book manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only race book in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse-player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Momentary has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it?
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Boy, the summer rolls on nationwide and at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Huge day yesterday at Del Mar. The numbers are in. All sources handle, and we're told this is the second highest non-Breeders' Cup day handle all sources in Del Mar history. Just over $29 million announced on-track crowd, 15,187, and that represented a 13% increase over 2025. A massive performance in the Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic. I think the only doubt regarding the favorite going in, the distance. Well, certainly that was the biggest out. And then there was something made, quite a bit made, of the fact that his big win, which resulted in a 122 buyer last time out at Monmouth Park, going a mile and one-eighth, was completed over a racetrack that had been sealed just prior to the race. Well, that wasn't the case yesterday. This was the 10th of 11 on the card, and Knightsbridge absolutely lights out. And, man, he earned it. He was head-and-head down the backside with John Sadler's Full Serrano, and he drew off to win by 6 1/4 lengths at even money. The Mutual, $4.20. Junior Alvarado, a massive day at Del Mar. He was aboard Knightsbridge for Billy Mott, and he rode
Tam Tam, I almost said Tim Tam, winner of the 1958 Kentucky Derby. Tam Tam, winner of the Del Mar Oaks in the race previous, the ninth, the Grade One Del Mar Oaks. A big, big win at 5-2 for trainer Philip Bauer. And, boy, a lot of happy people shipping in from the East yesterday. Got a lot of ground to cover today. And right now, let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Cheats. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, and I know you were blown away by the performance Knightsbridge put in. How about this guy, Bill Mott? You know, Roger Stein used to talk about an embarrassment of riches, usually in reference to the Bob Baffert stable. But Bill Mott, you know, for these owners, Godolphin, he's got a horse by the name of who's the reigning horse of the year, John?
Sovereignty.
Thank you very much. He runs next Saturday. Sovereignty and Knightsbridge, it's really something to behold. You throw in Baeza, and it's really something, isn't it?
And you could add Chief Wallaby to the list, too, because he's got quite a few future ahead of him. But what a terrific performance, Mike. I mean, they were cooking. They were cooking.
Yeah.
And he broke Full Serrano's heart, I think. I mean, I don't know if that horse will ever be the same. And they were going fast. And I honestly said, well, they got to back up. There's no way this is
right.
going to continue. But not only that, when he got to the top of the stretch, he drew off. He ends up winning by six lengths or six and a quarter lengths, whatever it was.
And, you know, I'm watching the simulcast feed on RTN, and Kurt Hoover was able to get Junior Alvarado before he got back to the jocks room. And he said this horse was really tough to pull up. As you noted, he drew off. Let me rattle the splits off here. 22-3, 45-2, six furlongs. They're going a mile and a quarter in 109-2, and this isn't uncontested with his ears up. I mean, he's head and head with a good horse, Full Serrano, a mile and 135 flat, and then he comes home the mile and a quarter in 201-3, John.
Just an unbelievable performance, Mike. And again, people had questions because they didn't know if the race at Monmouth was a real race or the track carried him or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the fact that the track was off that day and it was sealed. Who cares? What he did yesterday blows that Monmouth race off the map as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And now's going to be the interesting thing because he's got Knightsbridge, he's got Sovereignty. So what are they going to do when it comes to the Classic? I mean, is he going to run them against each other? Who knows? And guess what? Junior Alvarado has another question. Which one is he going to ride, Sovereignty or Knightsbridge?
If you're Junior's agent, what do you do?
I don't know. I probably would stick with Sovereignty because he's, you know, he won Horse of the Year last year.
I would as well.
I
think you got to stay with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what would make sense to me. But, you know, in this game, who knows? And it's still a whiles away, a couple of months to go. So hopefully all the pieces stay in the right parts and we'll get to see this showdown.
Halloween, October 31st, the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic at Keeneland. My gosh, and we're hoping Irad Ortiz is back in action by then. He's now listed as being out indefinitely, John. That's really a tough break for him.
Well, what happened was on Friday morning, he worked some horses at Saratoga, and he just got off. He said, you know, it's just his ankle or foot, whatever it is, it's just not right yet. So they're pointing to September 3rd for his comeback. That's what I've been reading. That's what I've been hearing. So, you know, he's going to miss the Travers next week. So Renegade, of the Mike Rapoli, Todd Pletcher horse, who was so impressive last time out, will now be ridden by Tyler Gaffleone, who's going to get the mount next weekend.
Right. And John, other big performances, certainly. We mentioned Tam Tam, an authoritative win in that Grade One Del Mar Oaks. King of Gosford in the finale yesterday at Del Mar. Boy, what a long day in the Del Mar Mile. And Phil D'Amato and Umberto Rispoli teaming up for a double yesterday. That was a solid win by a head at 5-1. Quite a bit earlier on the card in the Green Flash. It's a Grade 3 going 5/8 on turf. Grade 2, I think. Sereno Sky, 7-1 under Umberto Rispoli. And, of course, there was a horse that had broken through the gate there prior to the race, and a lot's been made of that. Manor Rose was 5-2 when he busted through the gate, and he went to the far turn with Evan Maldonado. Quite a bit of money came off. He went off at 4-1.
Yeah, but Michael, we really have to address that because the public got totally screwed there. This horse, Manor Rose, you know, they scratched a couple of other speed horses in the race. Maldonado was climbing aboard. Everyone expected him to gun for the lead. And 5 furlongs on the turf at Del Mar, let's be honest, a lot of times speed wins. So the horse breaks through the gate and runs off. Okay, so usually they'll bring him right back and put him in. But the fact that they unloaded the entire gate means one thing to me. Everybody thought this horse was going to scratch. Everybody. You don't unload the gate if you're just going to put a horse right back in. The fact that they unloaded the gate tipped it off that this horse is coming out for sure. They didn't. They let him run. Not only did he not run, he ran in the race, but he was eased and he finished dead last. The horse was, you were right. He was bet down to 5-2. He went up to 4-1 when people were able to take their money off. But the public really got the raw end of the deal here, Mike. Not only that, somebody's got it in for Jeff Mullins because this horse was trained by Mullins. If you remember a few months ago, there was a stake at Santa Anita down the hill, and there was an accident, so they wanted all the horses to go over the dirt. And this horse was up at the top of the hill. They made him come back, and he was a big favorite. He was, I think, a 1-2 favorite, whatever. And Juan Hernandez said, this horse is spent. He told Mullins when he got off the horse, he was spent by the time he had to go back up the hill. So this is two times that they got Mullins, and it's two times that they got the public in a really bad situation.
Well, I have not talked to Jeff. I will say this with regard to the gate being unloaded. The fact, hey, the horse went down the racetrack quite a ways, you know, to about the 3/8 pole. And I think in fairness to everybody else, I think they wanted to unload. Whether or not they were leaning toward scratching the horse, they had to have consulted Edwin Maldonado. I don't know the machinations there. I just got to take up for the stewards a little bit because it's almost they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. We get on the officials sometimes, and we see this in particular at Santa Anita, where it almost seems like just the quickest reaction is to scratch the horse. A horse maybe just kind of lays over in the paddock, scratch, that's it. And there's really nothing wrong, in my opinion, most of the time. But here's the key phrase, out of an abundance of caution. So they get criticized on that. And now in this case, they let the horse run. So I kind of feel for him. I really do in this case, John.
Okay, I feel for him too, Mike, but you have to protect the public. You have to. So what? So they'll scratch a couple of horses they shouldn't have scratched? The problem is when they run a horse like this, you're flushing the money down the toilet. That's what they did. I mean, I get it. You're right. A lot of times a nicky knack, but the rules are the rules. They should have a rule when a horse breaks through the gate and runs for a 1/16 of a mile or whatever it is, it's an automatic scratch. Just like they have automatic scratches when you roll over behind the gate or you flip, whatever it is, automatic. It doesn't matter. Horse can get up, he's fine. But the rules are the rules. So let's change the rules and protect the people.
Yeah, and he really did bust out of there, and he's a sprinter. I mean, he's a horse that's on the engine. He thinks it's go time, and then it's not, comes back, and he ends up finishing last.
He never even made the lead. The gate opened up. He didn't even run for 2 steps. He just backed through the field and was basically eased.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Unfortunate, no question. Well, listen, some other things. The Grade One Alabama at Saratoga, Chad Brown, Manny Franco. What a meet Manny Franco's having. Chad Brown, he just rolls on. A daughter of Gun Runner, very lightly raced, John. This was only her 4th start. My Gun's Loaded. And the favorite in the race, Counting Stars, packed her very wide, turning for home. But, I mean, My Gun's Loaded, certainly just best yesterday.
What a nice horse and what a terrific job. Frank even gave kudos to Chad Brown. Listen, the horse had 3 lifetime starts. She's never been 2 turns. I understand she's had a Gun Runner and she's going to get better with distance, but she was certainly light on experience. The big favorite in the race had every chance to bounce. As a matter of fact, on the show yesterday with John and Bob, I liked the horse that ran 2nd, the other Cassie horse in the race, who just got beat, but take nothing away from the winner. She was terrific, and she's got a bright future.
And owned by some people that have been in the game for their entire lives, Douglas Schaubauer, the son of Clarence and Dorothy Schaubauer, and we remember them. They had a great run with Alice Sheba winner of the 1987 Kentucky Derby. John, we don't have too much time, and your hour one selection, I would imagine, is going to be at Saratoga. By the way, things looked beautiful back there yesterday. But we got to touch upon a very unfortunate thing that came to light earlier this week. I mean, it wouldn't be horse racing if we didn't have something hit the fan every week or every other week. This guy, Dr. Marshall Graham, he's a PhD, not a medical doctor, as Bob Baffert likes to say. He's a book doctor, but not in reference to this guy. But, you know, he's involved in many facets of the business, including claiming horses for his own stable. And he was able, he didn't hack the HISA veterinary portal. He got in there. And this is, to me, it's a scary thing for all of us in life. There's people that have this kind of wherewithal that can get through these systems. But HISA, it's just, they've got egg on their face again. And it's just a terrible, terrible situation, John.
Mike, there's so many layers to this scandal that it's scary. This guy is a big-time bettor, first of all. He's a contest player, second of all. He's involved with CAW, mm-hmm. third of all, and he's claiming horses, fourth of all. So when he's getting access to vet records on every horse, what kind of veg does that give him? And the fact that HISA, that this happened on their watch, heads should roll. This is a reason enough to disband all of HISA, to tell you the truth. You know, I'm no fan of HISA. I know a lot of people are. I'm not one of them. Mm-hmm. I think it's a disgrace. And this is going to go on. Every day there's going to be another aspect of this mess. And it is a big mess. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but heads have to roll here, including high uppies in HISA, because you can't let this happen.
Yeah. Again, this guy's name is Marshall Graham. He's a national handicapping contest winner. He's a professor of economics at Rhodes College. I assume that's in New Zealand. Every bit as important as everything else, John, he's a member of the Jockey Club. I mean, this is beyond embarrassing. He heads up a thing called Tin Stripe Racing. And, you know, he was able to claim 9 horses from May 9th through the month of June, access all confidential veterinary records. The Heist Laporta failed. There's no confidentiality, certainly, with a guy like this. Now, in a CYA move, Lisa Lazarus with HISA mm-hmm. was quoted extensively. Good story by Chelsea Hackbarth at the Pollock Report. But, you know, among other things in this story, Lazarus said that if Graham had simply discovered the vulnerability and brought it to HISA's attention, the matter would have been handled much differently. Yeah, no kidding. It would have never seen the light of day. Instead, Lazarus said, Graham used artificial intelligence to help write code that automated the process of getting into the HISA confidential veterinary portal. HISA says he then used an automated browser to download records at scale, employing methods the organization alleges were intended to avoid its security detection. The process included a 500 record limit per request, and HISA says Graham ultimately obtained approximately 4 million records. So anyway, obviously Lisa Lazarus, she realized this stuff has hit the fan. It's a nightmare. John, I'm sorry. The buck's got to stop somewhere. It's got to stop.
Absolutely, Mike. And the fact that they're trying to sell this, that it's only been going on for 6 weeks, I believe that, like, forget about it. There's no way this has been going on for 6 weeks. I don't believe anything they say, really. I mean, like you said, it's a matter of covering their backsides. That's all it is. Who knows how long this has been going on? Who knows how many people are really involved with this?
And, John, the money we are paying for this.
That's the whole
this regulatory body.
$70 million budget.
The government mandated, the federal government, but it's on us to pay for it. And I mentioned this Lisa Lazarus. She's got an exorbitant salary. I'm just going to say this. Bob Icke reposted something on X from jockey Rajiv Miraj. Really good guy. I met him a few years back when he came out to Santa Anita One winner. This is from Rajiv. He says, the racing community is forced to provide our private data to HISA as a condition of participating in our own industry. We don't have the option to simply opt out. if HISA requires us to hand over our information, then HISA has a responsibility to protect it. Yeah, no kidding. He goes on. The recent data security issues raise a serious question, which is, how can participation be mandatory while the security of the data we're required to provide isn't guaranteed, end quote, Rajiv Maraj. I mean, he nailed it. There's no question
about it. There you have it, Mike. There you have it. That's what heads have to roll. And unfortunately, will they?
Are we going to have the same old soft shoe cover it? CYA, we're doing,
forget about it in 2 weeks.
And it wasn't hacked. We need to understand that. Yeah, right. Okay.
They're talking to people that know what's going on. We're not stupid.
Not most of the time, I don't think, anyway. let's go to Saratoga. I got Jack Carava on deck, and he's got a big mount with Kyle Frey in today's Del Mar Derby. Who do you like at the spa?
All right, Mike. So first, let me give you the weather update. It started raining about 9 o'clock. It just stopped now, but there were a chance of showers during the day, so it's going to be touch and go. Saratoga could hit or miss. Anyway, we're going to look at the sixth race today for radio. Seven furlongs on the main track, and I love the number six horse in here, Emirates Road, a seven-year-old gelding who was claimed last time out by trainer Linda Rice. Manny Franco, who's having a terrific meet, rides 3-1 on the morning line. This is a pick five, pick six single. Number six, Emirates Road, today's sixth race out at Saratoga.
Okay, and post for that, 4:10 Eastern, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar Selection.
Can't wait to get you back for the end of the show, and you can hit anything you may have missed here in the past few minutes, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and do well.
All right. Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And now we say hello to veteran agent, a good friend, longtime trainer. He grew up in the game, Jack Carava. He represents Kyle Frey and Tiago Pereira. Hey, Jack, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I know you're excited about a very big mount today in today's Grade 2 $300,000 Del Mar Derby. Kyle Frey, your guy, rides Proletariat for Jeff Mullins. And I mean, this horse, he won like something special, in my opinion, back opening weekend in the Oceanside, opening day, July 17th. A little bit of a concern. I didn't realize till I read a story in the San Diego Union Tribune this morning, Jack, by Bill Sinner. He said the horse you ride, Proletariat, seeks to become just the ninth horse in the 81 years of both the Oceanside and the Del Mar Derby to sweep both of these stakes. So you're going up against some numbers, but you got a really good horse to ride.
Yeah, he's a very, very nice horse, Mike. And our concern all along has been stretching his natural speed out from sprinting to two turns. And, you know, adding another mile, another eighth of a mile today obviously is a bit of a concern. If you watch the Oceanside closely, you know, it coming through the lane, it didn't look like a mile and eighth would be a problem the way he was finishing up opening day here. But we're still, you know, you're always still concerned about what happens the first part of a race and how he can get around there. If he can, you know, kind of walk the dog along and have an easy first half mile, I think he's the type of horse that seems to be really stepping forward. And Jeff has done a wonderful job with him. And him, along with Kyle, getting on him in the morning every week. And Jeff's been quick to give Kyle some credit as far as getting the horse to relax. Between the two of them, they've done a wonderful job with the horse because originally he looked like probably a winner at best. And then that race the other day was super impressive. And it was impressive enough to think that maybe he can get the mile and eighth. And so we're fingers crossed. That's the case.
Okay, you're stretching out an eighth of a mile, and you've got something else to contend with here. Although it's not near as severe as it used to be, you've got kind of that left-hand turn coming out of the chute. You've got the rail, and Jack, I think you probably remember going way back, maybe 1990, Ron McAnally ran a horse named Tight Spot with Lafitte coming out of that chute. I believe that was the Del Mar Derby, and the field folded over. And Lafitte got blamed for it. I still thought it was a terrible DQ that day. It's all Greek to me, got put up. But anyway, that hook is not nearly as severe as it used to be. They've improved it. But that's a concern, getting position coming out of that shoe, Jack.
Yeah, going a mile and an eighth compared to the mile and eighth of the shoe obviously gives you a little more ground to kind of negotiate. And the horses kind of separate themselves away from each other, hopefully. a little bit before we get to that first bend, and hopefully they're a bit strung out, and he can get a kind of a comfortable run around that first turn. But it's all hoping and waiting and seeing what happens.
And I got to ask you, has Jeff had Kyle out to work the horse since the Oceanside?
Yeah, Kyle basically has worked the horse every week for a long, long time, and has breezed him since the Oceanside, and he's been going along really nice and has been nice and relaxed. And Kyle has made comments that he's been sitting good and finishing good through the lane. So I think again question mark with the mile and eighth, but at the same time everybody's been pleasantly surprised or happy that how he's kind of relaxed as he's gotten older and a little more mature.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was so impressive opening day. I mentioned you've also got Tiago Pereira. Congrats, nice win yesterday in the opener for John Sadler on Flamboyant. And Jack, hey, shockingly, things have been tough at Del Mar. I mean, Rosario came in, started out slow, then he caught on fire. He's got a five-length edge on Juan Hernandez now. I think that's 30-25, something like that. Doug O'Neill having a huge meet. He got his 20th win yesterday. He's well clear in the trainer standings. But things have been tough. You're holding your own, and you had a nice win with Kyle, I got to say, on Friday with Red Flag, a veteran 8-year-old gelding. It's just nice to see the way he did it. He's all heart, a 2-year-old stakes winner at Del Mar. Here he is at age 8. He won for a $40,000 tag for Jeff Mullins, and nobody took him.
Yeah, he's a real cool horse, and had a nice trip through on the inside with Tiago getting through there, and it was just a really, really good spot. Turning for home, he looked like it was going to bottle up, and a couple horses drifted off the fence and left enough room for a couple horses in there. And he's just one of those horses that's such a consummate professional that something like that, you give him a hole like that, he's going to jump through it in a heartbeat. And he's just one of those horses that we were used to these kind of horses 20, 30 years ago, but you don't see him as much anymore. But he's just one of those horses that just bangs out wins and gives you his best performance pretty much every time.
He knows what it's all about, no question about it. Jack, before I let you go, how many wins did you get as a trainer? It was over 1,000, right?
Yeah, I think it was 1,100 and something. Yeah, it was 1,100 and something. It was a good career and enjoyed it very much. Enjoyed it very much, and it was a lot of fun over the years. But it was one of those things. It was just getting tougher and tougher as the game was changing a bit, and putting this new hat on and having working with these two guys has been a lot of fun, and it's keeps me in the game and keeps the competitive juices flowing, and it's
right.
It's a new world, but at the same time, it's you're still with your same people at the track, and you have the same friends, same contacts, and but it's just in a different form these days.
And bottom line, in a case like you treat people right throughout your life, whatever role you're in, and it comes back to you. Want to wish you all the best in the Del Mar Derby today with Proletariat. Before I let you go, one of your colleagues in the agenting community, Craig O'Brien, you've known him probably about 50 years. I think I've known him 45. He had to be sweating bullets. He represents Juan Hernandez. They went ahead and committed to ride for Wesley Ward on Friday over at York Racecourse in England. Horse by the name of Baccio. They got the money by about a length and a quarter going 5/8 on turf. So they're in the Breeders' Cup turf sprint at Keeneland come October 31st. Then there was video of the jock running with, he was over there a couple days earlier with his luggage and with his tack and everything in a bag, and he's still in his silks running to a helicopter. They took him into Heathrow. He got on the plane there, on to LAX. I guess he got in at about 10 o'clock, Friday night, our time, and drove down to Del Mar yesterday. He made it, but I got to believe Craig was a little bit anxious there, Craig, or Jack.
Yeah, I didn't congratulate him on the win as much as I congratulated him on his travel agent skills. But he said he had very little to do with that end of it. I think Wesley handled all that, but it was obviously a very nice horse, and it was a nice win, and it was kind of unique to see him, the situation where he was trying to get back here, but it all worked out, and I'm glad it did for him.
They got her done. I hope you do, too, today in the Grade 2 Del Mar Derby with Proletariat, trained by Jeff Mullins. All the best, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. Late on the break, we'll take it. Coming back strong. Before we talk to Orlando Gutierrez at at Los Alamitos. We're going to be checking in one more time, second week in a row, with Vince Bruin, Director of Media Relations up at Emerald Downs in Seattle. They had a big upset via DQ, and I thought it was a good DQ in last Sunday's Long Acres Mile. Don't go away. That's why they call me bad company. But I can deny bad company till the day I die. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Great to have you with us. First hour, Thoroughbred Los Angeles here from the Big A in Anaheim. And as always, Chris Monreal, along with Elliot Kams, helping make things happen here from 8 to 10 every Sunday. Let's get up to Seattle right now. As advertised, say hello to a longtime friend, my predecessor in the public relations chair at Santa Anita when I was there for about 19 years, Vince Bruin, director of media relations up at Emerald Downs near Seattle. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, had you on last week, wanted to come back because, I mean, you had just a heck of a finish in the Long Acres Mile. And, you know, you're a guy, you've been up there for so many years. You know how big this race is to so many people. It's not what it was. We know that. It doesn't have its greatest status. But still, Wesley Ward, a native son, if you will, came in, had the heavy 3-5 favorite, horse by the name of Touchy, head and head with an Oregon bred through the lane, and Touchy prevails by a nose, but the inquiry sign went up pretty quick, Vince.
It did, yeah, and for the first time in the 91-year history of the race, there was a disqualification, and Touchy was first by a nose, but Adios Jojo was promoted to the win. The three stewards, presiding steward Vince Funk, Dan Bryson, and Donnie Smith, all unanimously agreed that the margin being a nose, that the bump just before the wire inside the 16th pole was enough to cause Adios Jojo the win. And I've heard both sides. I usually don't want to take down a winner, but
me neither. You know,
when the margin's that close, I can kind of understand the call.
And you know, I don't think there's any steward anywhere that I've ever known that's looking to DQ an odds-on favorite in a big, big race like this. And on top of that, you know, all the advanced publicity with Wesley coming in and so on, that's all not supposed to enter into it. But I tell people it's a people world. You have to be cognizant of everything. The Oregon bred, 32-1, Adios Jojo, ridden by Kevin Orozco, trained by a young guy named Howard Gibson from a very prominent Northwest racing family. To me, the key was the head-on. When you saw Adios Jojo, his rear end shifted when he was, you know, fouled by the original winner, Touchy. That was it. I wanted to give the stewards up there a lot of credit because it took guts, and it didn't take them forever. There was no hand-wringing. They looked at it. I think they probably looked at each other. Let's look at it again. They looked at it, and boom, it went up. To me, they did the right thing. It was well handled.
Yeah, and what do we always want from stewards? We want to let the public know we see what you saw. And they lit the inquiry board immediately. And
yes.
Then also, Kevin Orozco put a hold on the race. The riders, you mentioned, Adios Jojo. So they had both the inquiry and the objection up there. And it wasn't the interminable circling of the horses out there and
the hand-wringing. I'm just Kurt Hoover and I have talked about this a lot. I'm just not a believer in bringing in jocks and talking to them. The evidence is in front of you. That's what you decide the situation on. The video evidence, and to me, you know, it didn't take them long, which is good on a big day like that. I just wanted it. We so often, you know, they get criticized. That's when you notice them. Well, I wanted to acknowledge these guys in a case where They DQ'd an odds-on favorite. They put up a 32-1 shot. Wesley Ward was on the racetrack. You know he was very upset. I'm sure you talked to him later, Vince. But, again, I don't want to belabor it. I thought they made the right call.
Yeah, Wesley, when we talked to him, naturally he's upset. You know, he covets the race, wanting to win it. He recovered nicely, by the way. He won an $800,000 race over in York, England the other day.
With Juan Hernandez on Friday. Yeah, we just talked about it. Yeah. Yeah, so he got over it real quick. Hey, Vince, our time is short. 9 of them today up there at Emerald. You guys get underway at 1:50 Pacific. Do you have a best bet for the audience?
Sure. Let's go to race 3. This is an open $5,000 claimer for older fillies and mare 6 furlongs. And the favorite here, Ms. Flashy Harbor, she towers over the opposition on figures, but she's a horse that never wins. So I think maybe going to the bottom horse, Bronze Girl, at 8-1. You go 2 back, she beat a horse that subsequently won 3 races. Bronze Girl was then on the shelf, came back, showed speed, and stopped. But I think second off the layoff at a price for a very good barn might have a shot, Bronze Girl.
Okay, and race 3 goes at 3 o'clock Pacific. Thanks so much, Vince. Enjoy it, and we'll get you back soon.
Appreciate it, Mike. Have a great one.
You bet. Hey, you as well. And I should also know John Lindo. He's kind of on the disabled list today. The voice has kind of failed him. Boy, he's so busy. A heck of a show yesterday along with Bob Ike, and John did it from Las Vegas up there at the South Point. But John will be back with us next week. Right now we head down Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, who heads up the publicity efforts over there really 24/7 year-round and much more. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. I caught some of the races last night. You know, tonight, I know you got a nice carryover, almost $10,000 in the pick six. That'll be races 4 through 9. You get underway at 6:50. And tonight, 9 race card, all quarter horses. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a great, great card. Like you mentioned, a pick six carryover getting underway with that pick six sequence. And race number 4. And all 9 races are quarter horse races. The first 8 are trials to the $300,000 PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity. 59 juveniles going in those 8 trials. Looking for a spot in a grade 2 final. And the races came up very, very interesting because of some of the nice matchups, some rematches from stakes finals that we've had here already. Race number 6, for example, the top 2 finishers in the grade 1, Edberg Million Futurity, are now facing each other in this trial. The undefeated CV FDD Dynasty Sean and number 3, Faultless, who ran 2nd in that race and was flying late, almost caught CV FDD Dynasty Sean in the Edberg final. Well, they meet again, and we'll see if that early speed, that quickness from the Edberg winner will once again prevail against Faultless, who again came on flying late in that grade 1 final. The other big rematch that we have is in race number 3, and those are the top 2 finishers in the Governor's Cup Futurity that we ran about a month ago, with Contentious winning the Governor's Cup and Lonely at Night finishing 2nd. Kind of a little bit of a different style of a race because Contentious was the one that broke a little slow in the Governor's Cup. Kind of took the lead very, very late in that race. But they face each other again. This time, Lonely at Night gets an outside post, the first time really in this filly's career that she's been on an outside post. So it could be a different turnout in this trial. But nevertheless, an exciting rematch.
Well, and Orlando, Lonely at Night gets the services of Jill Klaber, and I'm really becoming a big fan. She had a $20 winner last night. And the guys on the FanDuel set, they gave her a ton of credit. Horse had been a little sluggish leaving there. That was not the case last night.
Yeah, exactly. It was, I believe, a $20 winner in a 4.5 furlong race that you're referring to.
Eva, yeah.
Dream Girl. Yeah, and that was her first thoroughbred win of the meet. So she's starting to see more action in races around the turn, but throughout, for the past like 3-4 years, she's just been so terrific there at Los Alamitos, riding so many top quarter horses, including Shaken Going On last year, who's a PCQHRA Horse of the Year, winning a lot of big races. And right now, Martina Arriaga and Justine are just head-to-head battling for that leading quarter horse title. Martina Arriaga won our feature last night with Mayor Humdinger in a very good finish there. So he is one up on Justine Kleber, but wow. We'll see what happens throughout the night tonight. It's going to be a race that's going to keep going the whole year.
Yeah, looking forward to it very much. Okay, the first eight races tonight, these are all trials to the $300,000 PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity. Let's talk about the main event tonight. 75,000 up for grabs here in the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap.
Yeah, and that's Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 who gets the top billing there. He won the Vessel's Maturity last out, just looked super in that race from the outside post, ran a super straight race. Sometimes he tends to lug out, but not this time, ran really, really well. And if you recall, earlier in the year, he finished second by a nose in the Brad McKenzie. So when it comes to our big races, he's been at the very top for a long time. He loves racing here. I believe he's got 7 wins and 9 starts here at Los Alamitos. And again, he'll be the big star in the Go Man Go Handicap. He's 6-5 in the morning line. One very interesting nugget that I got to bring up is Scoops Dynasty. He's trying to become the first 3-time winner ever of the Go Man Go Handicap, a race that we've been running since the 1960s. And what kind of struck me as interesting is that in all of our other big Grade 1 races for older horses, we've had at least one horse win that race 3 times. For example, Refrigerator has won the Champion of Champions 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He ran some and pressed them. They won the Vessel's Maturity 3 times. Catch Me in Your Dream, Charger Bar in the Los Al Championship, and so on. We've never had a 3-time winner in the Go Man Go Handicap, so we'll see if Scoops Dynasty makes history in this race. So that's a couple of the big storylines going into the Go Man Go.
Orlando, I got to tell you, I had an 8x10, a black and white 8x10 photo up in my bar, which I owned in Arcadia for about 20 years, Go Man Go with announcer Terry Gilligan and a guy by the name of Fermo Cambianica, who I think might have been making the morning line there at that time, but he was, you know, a syndicated handicapper for many years in Southern California. I don't know what happened to that picture. Boy, I sure wish I had it, but I digress. We need a best bet for radio somewhere on the 9 race card tonight.
I'm going to go to race number 4, Mike. And you mentioning Fermo Cambianica took me back to all the big Grade 1 events. He would always be at Los Al to watch those races.
He loved it.
Missed them. He would drive from Santa Anita or Hollywood, and he would hop on the freeway, and he'd be there by the feature event. Love just hanging around with Fermo. But I'll go to race number 4, the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity Trial. And this, again, is the start of our pick 6. Nearly $10,000 carryover. And I'm going to go with the outside horse, number 7, Just One Famous Eagle. When he is at the top of his game, when he's running well, he is one of our best 2-year-olds here. He's got a couple of impressive victories here at 300 yards. Very, very quick horse. I think being on the outside will help him. And that's going to be big key because on the inside, Golden Token returns to action. This was posted the fastest time to the Governor's Cup. Futurity missed the final. And I actually loved him big time. He was my radio pick on the night of the trials here, and he came through. But now he's in post number 2. And guess who's outside of him? Number 3, AJ, your favorite, with Justine Kleber up. So we've talked about how fast she gets horses out of the gate. That's my main concern there with the 2, Golden Token, as she gets in front of him. So as a result, I'll go with the 7. Just One Famous Eagle on the outside, 5-2, just trying to picture how this race might play out.
That's what you got to try and do. Anyway, looking forward to tonight. 9 of them at Los Alamitos. You get underway at 6:50 Pacific and a pick 6 carryover just under $10,000. Have a great day and night over there at Los Al, Orlando.
Thanks so much, Mike. Looking forward to it.
Okay, we'll take our final time out this hour. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. And by the way, just a great job on Fox Sports yesterday, covering some of the big stakes, certainly including that Grade 1 Pacific Classic at Del Mar. I think that bodes well for the future in terms of live television coverage with FanDuel going away. Trainer Craig Lewis going to be joining us top of the next hour. Got a couple of live horses in today. And, of course, he's part owner of a Red Hot Stallion here in California for many years, Clubhouse Ride. Stay with us. Matt DeSantis from New York next up.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Grade 1 Go Man Go on Sunday night, with top older horses with sights set on the Champion of Champions. Plus, the Grade 2 Golden State Derby on September 5th, led by fastest qualifier High Octane and trial winners You Are the Best and Fancy Up. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al Racing on YouTube.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, barely. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. toyotaofarms.com. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Had a wonderful day yesterday with all the action in Saratoga and Del Mar.
If you can, set the stage for next Saturday. We got the late summer derby, the Travers, but tell us what we can look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. Not only do you have the Travers, but you got the H. Allen Jerkins. We have so many great races. More great two-year-old races are going to be out there as well and on the card. We've seen so many great juvenile performances already at Saratoga this summer. So there's going to be so much to do, and it's going to be a huge field in the Travers. Obviously, late-breaking news, Tyler Gaffleone is going to be taking over the mount for Renegade as Irad Ortiz Jr. still sidelined with an injury.
And then, you know, we're seeing quite a bit about the new Belmont. It looks like a magnificent facility. That opens up on September 18th. That's going to be a special day, and I know you're going to be right in the middle of it, Matt.
Absolutely. Going to be an amazing day at the new Belmont Park, and you couldn't ask for a better race to open it up, the Jockey Club Gold Cup.
Sovereignty. Yeah.
Forever Young. As good as it gets.
That's a Breeders' Cup classic right there, right?
Exactly.
I mean that's it. Okay, look, you got 10 of them today. I understand the weather's a little bit threatening.
No, the good news is the weather's passed. It's actually beautiful outside.
Oh,
we had
good.
A little bit of rain this morning, but we're fast and firm. We're good to go.
Just take us by the hand and lead us to the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to race number 10, last race on the card, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific. The number 9, Cameron, 10-1 on the morning line for Miguel Clement, dropping down from maiden special weight to maiden claimer over Miguel's career. Doing this move, maiden special weight to maiden claim on the turf at Saratoga, he's winning 67% with a $6 ROI. This is a plus move for him. Cameron 10-1. Manny Franco up on the mount. Nobody's riding better than Manny. So
yeah.
That's going to be my long shot play today.
Okay, terrific. 10-1 on the morning line, and race 10 goes at 6:30 Eastern. Pass along a little nugget I just got from Brad Free at Daily Racing Forum. I'm sure you saw Knight's Bridge withstand just a torrid early pace duel in the mile and a quarter Pacific Classic yesterday. He got a 104 buyer. And according to Brad, he came home that final quarter mile in 26-3. I think that's why the buyer is a little bit tempered. I thought it might have been a little bit higher. But anyway, that's the case. How can we get signed up for Naira Bets, Matt?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. Use the promo code SPA200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And we have promos every day at tracks across the country.
Okay, terrific. Matthew DeSantis, thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a great one.
You bet. And before we step aside, again, Craig Lewis, trainer from Del Mar, going to be joining us. A quick word about my good friends at Western Rooter, based in Arcadia. They do it all, commercial, residential. We talk about them all the time. Family-owned for more than 40 years by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Give them a call at Western Rooter at 626-634-2056. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Visit their website. See for yourself. They do everything. Copper pipe, total replacement, whatever issues you may have, they're going to take care of it on time and under budget. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You're going to see over 1,600 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And welcome back, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We are here every Sunday morning at the Big A in Anaheim, available, of course, live on AM 830 in Metro LA and Orange County, and nationwide at thoroughbredla.com, as well as the Angels radio app, and it's free of charge, so a lot of ways to get engaged. Once again, by way of recap, a huge day yesterday down where the turf meets the surf, Pacific Classic Day. All sources handle better than $29 million. That is the second highest non-Breeders' Cup day all sources handle in Del Mar history. And their announced on-track crowd of 15,187, that represented a 13% increase over last year. As advertised, joined right now by an old friend, longtime trainer on this circuit, and doing very well, hitting at about 24% coming into today. Trainer Craig Lewis joins us here on Thoroughbred LA. Hey, Craig, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. You're in the top 10, a five-way tie for ninth. I mean, you've only had 25 starters, six wins, 4 seconds, and a third. You know, you point for this meet, Craig. It's so important with the bigger purse structure and everything else. It's got to be gratifying to see things working out.
Well, I'm very grateful things have gone well for us here. We came in here with some live horses, and they've come through for us, so I'm very grateful.
And talk about Clubhouse Ride. Had another winner on Friday, a horse you dropped in a peg for Maiden 50, going 5.5 furlongs on the dirt. Joel Rosario was aboard, horse by the name of No Limit. That came back $12, but this stallion, he just rolls on, Craig. It's amazing, is it not?
He's remarkable, and he's been very, very good to me. Got a lot of nice runners by him. He certainly has done well.
And you know, you developed the horse. He made over $1 million on the racetrack, and he was originally at Harris Farms as a stallion. You guys made the move over to Legacy Ranch, and it's been a good one. If you don't mind, Craig, I'd like to give a little tip of the cap to the job Terry Knight and everybody, what they do at Legacy. I know you have mares up there. It's an immaculate facility. Encourage people to go to their website, legacyranch.com. But, I mean, you've lived it. You've experienced it. These horses are coming off the farm, and obviously they're ready when you get them.
Terry's a really good horseman. He's done a wonderful job. Specifically with a nice horse we ran here, won a couple stake fries. He got them ready for me there, and he really did a fantastic job. Made it easy for me, and the horse came in and ran two terrific races here.
Yeah, you know, you've had a lot of experience dealing with farms, and it's just so, so important, as you know, Craig, to have that level of communication, confidence in what the farm is telling you, and what you have when they step off the van and so forth. You know, I want to share this with you. I actually heard from Nikki Hunt, who was co-breeder with me on McCann's Mojave, a good horse I had some years ago. And you dealt a lot with Nikki when she was out at Emerald Meadows in Riverside, had a lot of success. And the farms, the numbers of them have dwindled down for a variety of reasons. It's just really nice to have a place that you've got ultimate confidence in.
Oh, yeah, it's really great. Terry's terrific, and he's extremely knowledgeable, and it's a pleasure to deal with him.
Well, I know you and a lot of other people are happy to see Juan Hernandez get back yesterday in time. I think his agent, Craig O'Brien, I would imagine had a little bit of a sleepless night or two, but he's back. And you've got him in the nightcap today on a filly by the name of Orange Thunder. Comes off a really nice win here at a mile on turf July 30th, and that's where you're back at today.
Yes. This is an interesting filly. She was not quite herself at Santa Anita and came around when we got to Del Mar. We thought she'd run good. It's not every day when you get a $41 mutual with J.J. Hernandez.
No.
But he rode her perfect. Today we have to overcome the 12 hole.
Yeah.
But hopefully Juan will be able to get her placed. If anybody can do it, he can. And about his win in England. I spoke to his agent, Craig O'Brien. We're very good friends.
Yeah, I know.
And he called me after 1-1, and he told me Juan's going to make it back. He's running to the helicopter right now. And then I had other people tell me they saw him in his jock's clothes running to the helicopter to get to the airport.
And, I saw the video.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. And then he made sure he took a selfie. He's sitting on the airplane, and it was definitely first class.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Craig, he plays it pretty close to the vest. This is really not his style, but they pulled it off, Craig.
Yeah, it's great. I'm happy for them. They're both really great guys and both big assets for racing.
I want to talk, going back, I mentioned you've been on the circuit for many years. And, you know, Kurt Hoover and I have talked over the years. I think we're both kind of in agreement. Besides Zenyatta, in my life, the most exhilarating moment ever for me at Santa Anita was standing down in the winner's circle when your horse, an Illinois bred by the name of Larry the Legend, named for your brother Larry Lewis, he beat Afternoon Delights and Kent DeSormo. Gary Stevens rode your horse back in from Hong Kong by a nose in that Santa Anita Derby, and then he had to be retired the next day. But that was just a sensational moment a long time ago. I wanted to ask you about your brother because the Little League World Series is on TV now. Your brother, Larry Lewis, for whom the horse was named, you know, he managed back-to-back Little League World Series champions back in 92 and 93. And Sean Burroughs, regrettably, the late Sean Burroughs, was his big stud on that team. But some great memories. How's your brother doing, Craig?
Oh, he's doing great. And, you know, he's a big fan of horse racing, loves horse racing, participates in every aspect of horse racing.
Right.
So, yeah, he's doing great. But that's quite an accomplishment. It's never done before or after to win
back-to-back
World Series, international World Series like that. So give him a lot of credit. And, you know, he's done very well in his life.
Yeah. That was absolutely amazing. That 2-year run for the Long Beach Kids, again headed up by your brother Larry, and I would imagine he's a big believer in Clubhouse Ride as well.
He loves Clubhouse Ride. He's been the beneficiary of many offspring of Clubhouse Ride, so he's a huge fan. We think he's just spectacular. He's gotten us runner after runner, so. Couldn't be happier with him. He's terrific. As you know, today, Orange Thunder is by Clubhouse Ride.
Yeah.
And we scratched her out of the Solana Beach to run here, and Clubhouse Ride mares ran 1-2 in that race. So he's a very good stud, and he gets runners.
Yes, he does. And you've got another Clubhouse Ride, also at 8-1 earlier in the day, the 4th. Club Fighter, owned and bred by Rainmaker Racing, an outstanding client for you. This is a notable drop in class in here from Calbred Maiden 50 for Calbred Maiden 20. You add blinkers today, Craig, back at 5 furlongs. I know you've looked at the field. Your horse got some attention last time out at about 5.5-1. Address his debut and how you think he fits here today with these guys.
Well, I was hoping the drop would help him, but a horse in there, Bo Diddley, beat him by a dozen lengths, so it's going to be asking a lot to reverse a dozen lengths. But we'll see what he can do. He's kind of void of speed, so he really needs a hot pace up front.
Yeah.
You know, he's not, as of yet, one of the better Clubhouse Rides, or he wouldn't be in for 20.
Yeah.
We're hopeful that he can run a decent race today.
Have you set a fee for 2027 yet for Clubhouse Ride?
We have not. We usually discuss it a couple months out with Terry and see what he thinks we should do. And then Rick Seidner, of course, from the Seidner family.
Yeah.
We toss it around, and then we come up with what we think is a reasonable number.
Looking forward.
And, you know, breeding in California is falling off somewhat, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and speaking of cowbreds, I mean, Aggie Ordonez, she decided to run a filly against the boys in the Classic yesterday at a mile and a quarter. And Almond Joy by Om, who also stands at Legacy, she came running and was a legitimate fourth in there. So a big feather in that stallion's cap. Craig, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I know you have opinions. I'd kind of like you to weigh in on this ridiculous thing that came to light a few days ago with this guy, Dr. Marshall Graham. He's not a medical doctor. He's got a degree in economics. Getting into the HISA veterinary records thing, and they're saying when he didn't hack it, he got in and he had some inside information, this and that. I know you and every other trainer that I'm visiting with, nobody's happy with this HISA arrangement the way it is now. Just some thoughts in general, Craig.
Well, I don't like to speak to issues that I don't have all the facts, but of course I've heard numerous rumors about what took place. I've even had people tell me he had the code to get in, but once again, I can't substantiate it, so I don't want to make a statement of something I'm not factually sure of, but it's a mess. And, you know, HISA is pretty they're like a totalitarian group. They come down on trainers pretty hard.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'd like you to talk about, the mountain of paperwork, the regulatory morass that everybody finds themselves in, and we're paying for it, Craig.
Yes, the racetracks pay HISA a substantial amount of money. I guess on the one hand, they might be beneficial, but on the other, I just I'm lost to see what good some of the things they want to have taken place do. It's created a lot more paperwork and time consumption for trainers. If it helps the game, I'm all for it, but some of it just seems meaningless to me. But everybody's got their opinion. I don't know how this guy was able to access the information he did, but clearly it's unfair. He was able to claim horses and participate in a handicapping contest, from what I understand. So I really don't know how he got in there, but he shouldn't have got in there. He shouldn't have tried to get in there, and he shouldn't have been able to get in there.
Yeah, shouldn't have tried. That's a good point. And he did use artificial intelligence, which to me, that sends up yet another red flag about the world that we're living in, Craig.
It sure does.
Who knows what's safe and for how long?
Right.
You know.
Well, you have to be extremely vigilant these days.
Well, let's see if the buck stops anywhere. We'll stay tuned, Craig.
All right, Mike.
Well, hey, listen, wish you all the best, and I know you think Orange Thunder's got a very live look today. 8-1 with that guy Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, got the outside post to overcome in race 9. But just wanted to touch base with you, Craig. Wish you all the best today.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to talk to you.
Likewise. We'll see you soon at Del Mar. And yes. Speaking of Del Mar, let's go ahead and stay there and say hello to top private clocker on behalf of NationalTurf.com, Andy Harrington. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Good. Actually, everything's actually very good. We just we were fogged out all morning up until this last session. So we've been kind of just sitting around playing cards up here. So
amazing. And a question I've asked over the years, do the clockers get paid the same as they do any other day when you're not able to clock? Answer, of course.
No, I God forbid I ever try to figure out how much I've made per hour out here, because there's a lot of hours to put in. So I don't want to depress myself. But in days like this, it's good because, you know, between Gary Young and the other trainers that come up here, there's a lot of good conversation. So
no question.
We had plenty of time for that this morning.
Yeah. We kind of refer to it maybe as knocker's corner. Always some good knocking going on the racetrack. You got to have it. Now,
sure.
I want to get your take on Knightsbridge, the way he did it yesterday in the Pacific Classic. Just a torrid speed duel. He was able to prevail there. He got a 104 buyer, we're told. Your opinion on how he ran and what maybe that bodes for him down the road, thinking of the Breeders' Cup Classic, October 31st.
it's unbelievable. Down the backside, him and Phil Serrano were duking it out. Naturally, as a, just watching the race, I didn't really have a gambling interest in there. I was looking in the back of the pack, figuring who was going to make the run. Because they're, when you ding dong like that, someone's going to come out. But he put away Phil Serrano. By the way, Phil Serrano, who I thought ran an awfully courageous race. He ran as far as he could. He
no question.
Entire third. He may not, he won the Breeders' Cup mile 2 years back. He may just not be amount of quarter horse, possibly. That very well could just be it. Also, the torrid pace wasn't a help for him. I thought it was an unbelievable effort. I mean, he mm-hmm. was drawing away. He took, he disposed of a Breeders' Cup winner, and then it's kept going. So, there's nothing you can knock about that. I mean, it's such a big effort. They may be tempted to just train him up to the Breeders' Cup, and take the time off, the 2 months. I'm not sure if they need a race between there. So I'm not sure what the Barnes plans are, but, he's certainly a fit horse. He ran every step of the way yesterday.
And, I don't know if you saw the interview Kurt Hoover did right after the race with Junior Alvarado, but he said he really had a tough time pulling the horse up, galloping out.
Oh, that's amazing. That is
Isn't
amazing.
It?
I saw the gallop, and then he was there was no one getting close to him. So
yeah,
that doesn't surprise me even a little bit.
Okay, that's turf history. I hate to get greedy, but want to get your take going 1 1/8 on turf today. The Grade Two Del Mar Derby. We had Jack Carava on in hour one. He represents Kyle Frey. They've got the 9-5 favorite Proletariat for Jeff Mullins. 9 of them here at 1 1/8 coming out of the chute. Who do you like and why?
Well, this is going to be my play for the radio play today. And so, on paper, for Proletariat, looks like it's the speed right back. And it very well may be. I'm not holding anything against it. The horse is trained well. He's a nice horse. I don't see any reason they're going to change tactics. The horse I was going to go with was one of the two Calbrids in here, the number two horse in here, Unrivaled Time, who had a lot of trouble in the Oceanside on the turn. 1 1/8 hits this horse right between the eyes. I don't really think he's a miler, even though he has won at 1 mile. He's a big, long, striding colt. He'll go 1 1/4 if they find races for him on the grass, for sure. And 1 1/8 is what we get today. So I think that extra distance might be the difference maker in here. And 15-1, I'm willing to take a shot on number two, Unrivaled Time, in here for the Leonard Powell Barn. And it's a Calbrid, so it gives me an extra rooting interest.
Yeah, and boy, Leonard, anxious to get things going. He's had a very quiet meet. Uncharacteristically so. Armando Ayuso aboard. He won on him 2 back, going 1 1/8 in the Snow Chief. To your point, Andy, may not be a miler. I mean, he was 10-1 opening day in the Oceanside. Really never with it. It ran an even eighth, beat 9 1/4 lengths. You think the extra furlong and enough pace helps him a lot today?
Yeah. Actually, in the Oceanside, he did take up pretty severely on the turn, and the race was over by then. Proletariat ran away from him as the 5 3/4 length winning margin would attest. So, he did have somewhat of an excuse, and so hopefully, and like I said, but I think the 1 1/8 for me is the thing that I'm really excited to see this horse do again.
Okay, terrific. And before I let you go, Andy, I wanted to give a tip of the cap to veteran trainer Bill McLean. Big win yesterday. I thought a great ride by Julian Leperu in the third race. This was a first condition allowance, purse $81,000. A California bred by the name of King of Dragons. This is a big payday for the connections and anybody who jumped on board at the window. Off at 14-1, came from dead last, and Larry Colmus picked him up. You got a $30 mutual on King of Dragons, a 4-year-old California bred by Sir Prancelot out of an Escondida mare, bred in California by Cicero Farms, and again trained by Bill McLean. Congratulations to them. Now tell us about nationalturf.com, how we can get there.
Every racing day, I've got a report up there that's basically a scouting report for horses with grades. Give you a little more information to take out to the racetrack with you.
Have a great day, Andy. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, we'll go ahead and hit this break. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas, and then we've got Bob Mazursky in the fold this week, but not next. And on the back end, as always, go to South Florida, say hello to Toby Callett, and then Jonathan Hardoon, take two up in Saratoga Springs. Once again, my thanks to the guys in studio here, Elliot Kams and Chris Monreal. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles. Hey, before we get up to Las Vegas, say hello to Bruce Finkelstein. A quick word about a great option for horse players, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Great location, free parking and admission year-round every race day. They put enough live tellers on and a ton of self-serve machines. Say hello to Brandon out there. He's the facility manager, and it is well-run with a great audio-visual presentation, food and beverage, very reasonable, great service. You can't ask for any more. You're with people that they're like-minded. It's just a good time at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And if you're still a little bit hungry leaving out of there, well, head up to Foothill and maybe you'll say hello to Del Mar's leading trainer, Doug O'Neill, at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. They're on the southwest corner at D Street and Foothill, right behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, with 20 wins to his credit now at Del Mar, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I'm getting hungry. Let's say hello to Bruce Finkelstein in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. On behalf of the listeners, I want to say thank you very much. Last Sunday, you came with Memorized at 6:20, and then yesterday on air, really enjoyed the show yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike. You went out of town late in the day at Saratoga, the 12th, Prime Connection. That came back $30.26 to win. Great job, Bruce.
Thanks, Mike. And tip of the cap to Jose Lescano. He's had a really rough meeting. This guy can ride the grass in the last 5 years. But, you know, with the tough foursome in New York, Lescano, I think he's only had a handful of wins. And he is a high-end rider. He can really ride the grass, and he came through for us in that last race.
The four horsemen at Saratoga, the Ortiz brothers, Flavion Pratt, Manny Franco, they've been dominant, let's face it.
Yeah, it's hard to be, when you go down to the fifth best, it's a big drop, put it that way.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, anything you want to comment on before we get to your best bets out of town and in?
First of all, I think Philip Graham's going to be teaching a course. I think it's called Cheating 101 coming up at Rhodes
Ethics.
College.
Ethics, yeah.
Yeah, ethics. No, ethics. That's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better. I want to be in that class, by the way, because
Right.
Maybe if you cheat, maybe you're okay if you cheat. Anyway, as far as the Pacific Classic yesterday, I thought an outstanding effort by Knightbridge, but let me just put a little bit of an asterisk. Got to put a little bit of a contrarian. He can run. I don't know that anybody else in there could run, because to go that fast, the final time wasn't that, you know, great a final time. If there was an effective late runner in that race of any quality, they might have had a shot there. Maybe it was to Knightbridge's advantage. Yeah, there was other speed in the race, but, Mike, there wasn't a high-end closer that
You're
had
right.
a chance to win that race. So, credit given to the horse. I think he's super, and I think with an easy lead, watch out. He had to be pressure yesterday, but let's put an asterisk by it. Nobody else really showed up in that race yesterday.
But I will say, and that's why what you're pointing out, along with, as Brad Free sent me, final quarter in 26-3,
yeah.
That's what kind of tamped down the buyer a little bit. But if you watch the race, look at the gallop out, he was full of himself. If there was a legitimate closer in there, boy, he would have really had to have his running shoes on, in my opinion, Bruce.
He is an excellent horse, don't get me wrong. But, boy, I don't know, like, we could say that about any of the other runners in the race. And maybe there's a slight – yes, he was drawing away, but maybe there was a slight optical illusion going on there where the horse is behind him. Most of – except for maybe the second-place horse – we're kind of backing up instead of moving forward in the stretch.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more come Breeders' Cup Classic Day, October 31st at Keeneland. For your first selection, you want to go to Saratoga, Bruce?
Yeah, let's go to the eighth race at Saratoga, Mike. Scratch the one-horse Moongate. These are $16,000 claimers going with that weird kind of, I don't know, what would you call it, a one-and-a-half-turn mile at Saratoga. Now, there is rain in the forecast later on in the day, and that would even help this play more on the 7-horse, Kyle's Mom. She ran okay on July 5th. She'd been away almost 3 months on a really dead surface, a really slow surface, kind of was right off the pace, went between horses. It doesn't show in the form, Mike, but for about a stride in the stretch, I thought this horse made the lead. and got tired. Maybe that slow surface or the layoff got to her. She's been claimed out of that race by Orlando Noda. Not a big-name trainer, but boy, he's got excellent numbers. First off the claim, 33%. Doesn't start a lot of horses, but he's high percentage. This horse has a big win in the mud back in March, so if there's any moisture in the track, that should help. Race 8, let's go with the 7. Kyle's Mom, 3-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and pardon me, post time 5:20 Eastern for race 8 at Saratoga. As always, we get underway at 2 o'clock here at Del Mar, 9 of them today. Where do you want to go for radio, Bruce?
I know the 8th race is not the kind of race that a lot of players maybe don't get their sink their teeth into. These are maiden 16,000 claimers, Mike. But I think there's a good betting opportunity in here on the number 7 horse, Darlin' Duchess. Now, if you go back a race, we're sprinting here, in late May, she ran decently for a maiden 20 tag. She showed some good late energy, finishing third. Then fast forward 2 months later, she goes a mile here at Del Mar. She's sitting inside off a hot pace, and she gets into trouble. The rider had to steady sharply. She lost her running position, dropped back, but I thought she re-rallied nicely to finish fourth. For a maiden 20, it wasn't a bad-looking race. The third horse has come back, Lady Ruth, to win. She's now dropping to 16. This is practically as low as they go. Back sprinting, I think with that mile race under her belt, maybe she had a little more stamina than some of these. So in race 8, let's go with the 7, Darlin' Duchess at 12-1 on the morning line.
And I think she'll be all of that. I really do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the connections certainly don't get a lot of wagering support, right? So, yeah, I kind of think we'll get, I don't know if we'll get 12, but I think we'll get a very good price.
Career start number 10 today for the 7, Darlin' Duchess. Race 8, that's going to be Bruce Finkelstein's radio play today. That goes at 5:51 Pacific. Talk about the website, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Del Mar with audio included. Also, the last 6 races of the day at Saratoga. Again, that's called the combo platter. We also have the 4 best plays today at Del Mar with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Hey, Bruce, always a pleasure. Any thunderstorms in sight today up there?
No, we don't have the monsoons don't come soon enough here. Let's put it that way. I don't know what rain looks like. So no, we're gonna be 105 to 108, I think, for about the next 2 weeks.
Well, if you're up at the South Point, it's always fast and firm in there, and about 72 degrees. So don't worry about it, huh?
That's a great facility, and I'll be stopping by.
Okay, thanks so much, Bruce Finkelstein, with us. Have a great day. Appreciate it. And we'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky, and you can catch all of his selections via his graded handicap, Bob's own morning line, every racing day in Southern California in the Southern California News Group papers. Great coverage, by the way, from Del Mar yesterday from both Kevin Modesty and Bill Sinner. His name is Bob Mazursky. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We're good. Your reflections on the way Knightsbridge did it yesterday.
Well, I mean, he looked like the best horse on paper, and, you know, the California contingent and older handicap division is not particularly strong this year, as evidenced by the price that both the Gold Cup winner and the Big Cap winner went off at yesterday. So, yeah, and, you know, he was able to win despite it was a slow final quarter of a mile, and I guarantee you if he runs the last quarter of a mile in the Breeders' Cup Classic, he won't hit the board.
In other words, if he runs that quarter mile in the Classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the pace was very fast yesterday, so he's got that excuse. But the other telling thing is, you know, Full Serrano, the horse that he put away, still ended up third in the race. So I just question the competition he beat yesterday, and that's been the thing with him in both of his wins. He's been impressive, but both the fields in the race in Monmouth and yesterday were not the strongest in the world.
Okay. Points well taken. A 9-race program today. At Del Mar. Del Mar Derby, a really good race. If you don't mind, your thoughts on this. We had a Kyle Frey's agent on Jack Carava earlier. They ride the 9-to-5 favor, Proletariat. I thought he ran a tremendous race opening day, winning the 1 mile Oceanside. They stretch out to 1 1/8. Your thoughts on the race, 9 of them here.
Well, I liked him on opening day. I picked him in the newspaper that day. I liked the 6-to-1 that day. I'm not going to get anywhere close to that today. And now he's got a stretch to 1 1/8. If he runs as well going 1 1/8 as he did 1 mile, he's going to win again. I do think there's some other horses that might improve going this distance. Melismatic, I think, is sharp. The horse that chased him last time secured freedom, I think, will be tough. But he's got the rail. He's got speed. And like I said, if he repeats his Oceanside win, he'll win again.
We're in agreement there, which I don't know how much that means, but that's my thoughts on it. Your best bet today, Bob?
I'm going to go to the sixth race and take a shot on number four, Baco Country. This horse won sprinting last time. It was his first race for Blaine Wright. First time on the dirt. They came from way back to win a sprint. I like the fact that Hernandez is riding him back. He's stretching out to a mile, which shouldn't be a problem at all. He's by Union Rags out of a Twirling Candy mare. And they're realistically spotting him against winners first time. So I think he's got a shot if he can handle the stretch. Number four, Baco Country in the sixth race.
Okay, terrific, Bob. And heard you yesterday on air with Bob and John. You're out of pocket next weekend for a good reason.
Yeah, I'm having a celebration next week for my...
A bit of a milestone.
Birthday. A bit of a milestone is right. Yeah, we're getting up there, so looking forward to it.
Do you want to say what that milestone might be? We'll leave that alone, Bob.
Let's just say it's still a good golf score, so that's good. So a big 7-0.
Yeah, that's an impossible golf score for a whole lot of us. Anyway,
oh,
Bob.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, enjoy the week off, and appreciate it very much. Have a great day today.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You bet. Before we break, I mentioned the South Point. Got a nice text from Steve Johnson, heads up the racebook there at the South Point. Steve is going to be here at Angel Stadium next week to watch his Yankees. I told him, go Halos. He took no offense. Anyway, folks, call Steve Johnson. He said they've got rooms available, and football is just about upon us. They've got week one lines for the NFL and a whole lot of other props at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Never a charge to park there, and there's no charge for seating in the race and sports books at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. That toll-free number to call Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE, and tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We'll hit our final break, heading to South Florida, then upstate New York. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The Pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Grade 1 Go Man Go on Sunday night, with top older horses with sights set on the Champion of Champions. Plus, the Grade 2 Golden State Derby on September 5th. Led by fastest qualifier High Octane and trial winners You Are the Best and Fancy Up. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al Racing on YouTube.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
No one's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thurber Los Angeles. Folks, a reminder, a nice carryover in tonight's pick six at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Just under $10,000. They get a nine-race card tonight at Los Alamitos. They get underway at 6:50 p.m. All nine races for quarter horses. The first eight races tonight are all trials to the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity, and their main event is the ninth and final. That's the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap. Let's get to South Florida right now and check in with Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How about you?
Good. I see there's a nine-race card at Gulfstream today. First post time was 9:20, so you're already underway. What's the weather like down there?
It's Chamber of Commerce. It's hot. It's sunny, but it is what it is. Like I said on yesterday's show, it's amazing how few rain-offs we've had this summer. And, you know, it's kept what is a average product at best, at least sometimes playable, is the mm-hmm. best way to look at it. You know, it's like, you know, when you go to the shore and you're looking for seashells, there's a lot of broken ones, but every once in a while you find one here that's it's okay.
Well, it's been quite some time since I've done that, but you're right. Anyway, do you want to stay at Gulf for radio today, or you want to go elsewhere?
Why not? You know, we've got to get people prepped. You know, as Jonathan mentioned, they've got that Monday force out, and you know, he does the work for that card. So maybe we can get people thinking in that direction to where then they could steer on into Jonathan's insights tomorrow. I'll take you to the ninth race today. And in the ninth, there's a horse off my horses to watch list. His name is Sir Guinness, number eight. Diego Herrera takes the call. Bo Chapman, second time in his barn, gets back on turf today. I think he'll get the job done in here. I'm looking at the three, Apache 1-6, the five, Voldu Condor, and the two, Star of the Gun, to round out the gimmicks. It's 8352. Woohoo! If we can get the money.
Well done. Ninth race, 4:43 Eastern. Toby says it's number eight, Sir Guinness, with Diego Herrera, who has been back riding here at Del Mar. He's bouncing back and forth. A really class act. Hey, Toby, wish you all the best.
Okay. By the way, Diego Herrera probably has more miles in since Del Mar opened than even Juan Hernandez with running across the pond.
Yeah, I would say.
It's an interesting note.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And now we'll close things out. We got about 7 minutes to get in trouble once again with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, what's up?
Nothing, Mike. You know, I got a text from a friend of ours, Mark Radsky. I guess he was listening to the first time we were on, and he had the right answer. That horse should have run for purse money only yesterday. The horse in the fifth race that they never scratched that broke through the gate and ran away, basically. But Mark was right. Why not run him for purse, only protect everybody?
Well, I'll just say this again, just trying to see it from the steward standpoint, that you may well be right. But if they do that and something goes wrong, then they're really under the gun, you know. But they let the horse run as it was, and a lot of money came off. But and I'll say this, the guys on the set, I'm not sure, I was flipping back and forth between Fox and FanDuel. Like, Mike Joyce immediately said, well, my money's coming off of this horse. They didn't like what they saw, and I know you didn't, and most everybody else didn't. So, yeah, Mark's probably got the right idea, but I think there might be one little caveat there.
Well, so fine. Then give the trainer or the owner an option. You can run for purse money only, or you could scratch. This way it takes the heat off of everybody else. They made the decisions.
Well, and then you got to get that communicated, John. I just don't know.
I give up, Mike. Yeah. There is no right answer. The best thing to do, just scratch the damn horse.
You think so, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Let that.
All right. Anything, any other bees in your bonnet you want to go ahead and address here?
I'm good. I let off enough steam already.
Yeah. Well, it helps clicks, the ratings. By the way, you can catch us on the Angels Radio app. It's fantastic, and I see Oscar Beltran here, and that only means one thing. Angels baseball is on the horizon and not that far off. Angels warm-up with Trent Rush at 1 o'clock, and then it'll be Angels-Rangers from Arlington at 1:30, John. Just a little programming note.
Thanks, Mike. I needed that.
Yeah.
I'll catch it. I have MLB Network, so I can watch it on TV, but thank you.
You bet. All right, come on out to Del Mar. The water's fine.
All right, I don't like to go up against Bob Mazursky because for the most times he beats me, but I'm going to look at the sixth race today. It's a mile on the main track, and I love the number three horse in here, Chi. Four-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn, Amicio Jaramillo aboard to ride. This horse ran a huge figure two starts back at Del Mar at a mile on the main track. He bounced last time out. Look for this horse to rebound and run a big one today. 4-1 on the morning line, number three, Chi. Wins today's sixth race out at Del Mar.
Okay, and Toby Collett mentioned there's going to be a mandatory payout tomorrow at Gulfstream.
Every Monday is mandatory payout at Monday. That's the intro. That's the new gimmick they have.
That's
they
a good hook.
Yeah, absolutely. They added a bunch of new plays. They have the place pick all. They have late pick three. They copied a lot of stuff from Southern California, but it's one day a week and people look forward to it. It's the only game in town. Why not take advantage? Jump in the pool, play the game.
Right. Well, you say today here at Del Mar, it's an Irish bred by the name of Chi. Doug O'Neill, the leading trainer, a maiden 20 winner, two back by double digit fashion. They tried at 25 claimers. It was a beaten claiming event, which means probably non-winners of a race other than the maiden win. Anyway, takes a dip in class today for 10. Amicio Jaramillo trying to get things going at 4-1 is aboard here for Doug, the meet's leading trainer. Race 6 goes at 4:45 Pacific. John, tell us what all is up at JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga, Del Mar selections. Monday's Gulfstream available afternoon Pacific time this afternoon.
Okay, terrific. Hey, John, all the best. Always enjoy the time on air and off. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And once again, my sincere thanks to the guys inside here, Elliot Kams, Chris Monreal, and the one and only Oscar Beltran in a consultant's role here as we finish the show off. Don't forget Harvey Hyde next up with his college review and preview show. And then a little bit later on at 1 o'clock, it'll be Angels warm-up with, is that 11 or 1 o'clock, guys? It's at 11. Yeah, I missed at 11 o'clock, Angels warm-up. 11:30, it'll be Angels-Rangers from Arlington. Got a little time here. Folks, hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. We'll check you back next week. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.